audio is running.
Okay, perfect. Well, let's go ahead and call this appropriations meeting to order. It is 11:16 and today is July 30th. So thank you guys for, you know, being flexible here. So Clerk, can you do a roll call for me?
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Rivard.
Here. Thank you, Clerk. So the next item on our agenda is item number 3. And I was wondering, Congresswoman Stabler, can you render a prayer this morning?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for another beautiful day, and we thank you for this opportunity to come together and to do this important work for our people. We know that there's those out there who have difficulties today, whether they're Osages or not, and we ask that you give them some kind of peace, that you help them through their trials, and that you especially watch over all of our Osage people. And we ask all this in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Congresswoman. So the next item on our agenda is the approval of minutes, and those minutes are dated July 28, 2021.
Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes as presented from July 28th.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and we have a second. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Okay, thank you, committee. The next item on our agenda is item number 5, which is an ARPA appropriation report from Jordan, our budget analyst. So Jordan, at this time, I'll turn it over to you, sir.
Good morning, committee. I'll also go over the tribal funds just briefly. There are still $4,629,182 available for appropriation from tribal funds. There are $355,000 in appropriations being requested from tribal funds during this special session. $108,320,407 remains available in fiscal recovery funds from the American Rescue Plan. As of this morning, the second payment of fiscal recovery funds has still not been received from the federal government. $183,046,878 in appropriations from fiscal recovery funds are being considered during this special session. This exceeds the funding currently available by $74,726,471. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Does anybody have any questions for Jordan at this time? Okay, if not, let's move on to our next line, our next item is item number six, the consideration of ONCA 2069, which is an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $344,825. I'm the sponsor, Chair Walker. How do you feel about me turning this over to you, or do you want me just to continue?
Please continue.
Okay, thank you. So I just wanted to make sure that the committee has the correct information. The executive branch has sent another request, so it would be an amendment to this, the 344. They are requesting now $2,960,000, and I think I was pretty specific with them during our last meeting. I just want to make sure that you guys are looking at the correct support docs. Do you guys have that?
Yes, I do.
Second speaker, where are those? I apologize.
It's okay. Clerk, when did you send them out? I know you mentioned it a while ago. Do you remember?
2:33 yesterday afternoon.
Okay, I want to definitely give you guys time to pull that up. It's, you know, important. This is a much larger request. Does everybody have it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good deal. Clerk, can you tell me who's on the call, please?
Yes, ma'am. Congresswoman Stabler, Congresswoman Shaw, Congresswoman Lemon, Speaker Pratt, Mr. Frazier, Congressman Bighorse, Congressman Keene, Congressman Tillman, Mr. Wygant, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Fenton, yourself, and Congressman Walker.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Chair?
All right, so.
Chair?
Yes, uh-huh.
Assistant Principal Chief Redcorn is in my office with me as well.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, appreciate that, James. And good morning to you guys over at Executive. Okay, so what I want to do is to go back over this, I want to talk about the COVID task force coordinator under full-time positions quickly. I had a conversation yesterday, and I believe that, as you guys are aware, we agreed to be flexible, and rather than go from July to the end of this fiscal year, we've agreed to that they present a 14-month budget, which would begin August 2021 through September 22, and which is fine. We do have a COVID task force coordinator in there. I believe in my discussion yesterday that this position, these dollars will actually be shared with some IDC dollars, as I understand that Mr. Wygant will start serving as the deputy director of operations. And I understand his time would be split between IDC and the ARPA dollars. So I just want to make sure that, and James, I know this puts you in a weird position, but you've been deemed with this responsibility. Is the 99-161, is it in here as such, where this is a split for you? Or I guess, Casey, you might be able to answer since you're the DO and he'd report to you.
Yes, that's 14 months worth.
Yeah, I understand the 14 month, but is that you getting paid 50%, 75%, 25%?
100%.
Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Stabler. Okay, so if it's 100% out of ARPA funds, but you said he's getting ready to be made the director of operations, not, I'm sorry, assistant deputy director of operations, then, so there's not an IDC budget to go with this? So your salary's 100% here? Okay, I'm not making the connection of how he could hold two positions and be funded out of one budget.
Well, that's my question, and I think you're making a, you know, that's the question that I have too. And the reason I'm asking, James, is that, you know, as you can hear in all this combo, we're really trying to, it would be great to reduce the admin as much as we could so that we can fund these projects, you know, that directly serve our people. So is, you're saying that your time, even as the deputy, will be charged to the ARPA budget?
Yes.
So,
my
well,
question,
as the old deputy, well, I won't say old, the past deputy, that's really hard to do because then you would just be working on ARPA, nothing else. And is that what the intention is, Casey? That he would not be doing anything other than just straight ARPA work for the next 14 months for 2,080 hours in a year plus?
That is correct.
Okay, so I guess we could also say when you submit your budgets for FY22, then that position wouldn't be in your IDC operations budget, but in this one, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you for that clarity. You also have task force wages for four persons at a quarter wage. You want to talk about that, James?
Sure. That's Andrea Kimball, Selena Noyer, Jan Heyman, and Bill Fenton's wages. We're assigning one quarter of their wage to their ARPA responsibilities for 14 months, and that's the exact number.
Okay, so those budgets then that we just discussed that will come over during CEJO will show them only at 75%?
Yes.
Okay, and then you've got 10 temporary full-time at $50,000 an average apiece, and for $583,300. You want to talk about that a little bit more?
Again, that's just the help that we're anticipating that we're going to need, a good estimation of the help we're going to need based off of CARES to hire temporary full-time employees to carry out all of the projects that we're anticipating.
Chair, this is Stabler.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that doesn't equal out. 10 at a $50,000 average should be, so I get, maybe I'm not reading the description correctly.
It's, but that's 14 months versus 10 versus.
Oh, okay. Yeah, thank you. Corrected my math. Thank you.
So let's talk about that. Maybe you're, Casey, you and I had this discussion a little bit about where these temporary full-time folks would be. And so you're saying we need to hire 10 people to carry these out for the next 14 months that we're discussing here. And would they be, did you say mostly in accounting?
There would be some accountants, yes. Because again, well, I think you, I don't want to belabor the point, but I think you all know the struggles we've been having. And I explained it a couple of days ago. But we've got plenty of ARPA funds all over the place that we're looking at having a track. We've got a request from our grants director to get some temporary help with grants because there's so much money all over the place right now, to include what we expect to be an infrastructure bill sooner rather than later. If y'all have been watching the news, I just caught it couple of days ago. The Senate passed the infrastructure bill, which is farther than they've gotten in the last year. So we anticipate that coming at some point. Of course, it's federal government. Nobody knows. Nobody knows what the rules are going to be. But again, we've got grants all over the place. We've got a very small grant staff. They're overwhelmed and underwater. So there's another one. And just different miscellaneous folks that we saw that we needed help in different places last time.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure, just so that we're all on the same page, because that went up a little bit from the original submission. So I just wanted to revisit that. So grants, accounting, and I think you might have mentioned historic prez. You've got roads taken care of and tribal development. And then I think you even mentioned maybe constituent services to help with our folks, you know, coming in to get assistance. So is that, are we good to agree on that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And I'm sorry that we're having to repeat. I just want to get caught up here. I know it was just 2 days ago, but it seems like a lifetime. I'm not even kidding. And then, of course, your employee benefits will come in. Those are already pretty set. And so we can see a percentage of those coming out of the CJO budgets, right? Just a portion. And then it looks like you increased your supplies from 16,000 to 110, and your postage from 13 to now 93. You want to talk about that real quick?
That was just a combination. I had originally done a year budget, and then I took that year budget and divided it down to 2 months to get the 344,000 budget. And I just combined those two numbers together to make a 14-month budget.
Okay, thank you, James. And then, of course, probably the same on the copier and equipment rental and repair. So the IDC, and I'm going to need help with this, you guys. I feel like I'm asking, but I'm not. Eli, are you on the call? I'm sorry, Congressman Potts.
He is not on the call, Chair.
Okay. Well, maybe senior colleagues, and then over at executive, the direct IDC, which I understand is allowable to charge on these ARPA dollars, is coming in at $597,922. Typically, during CJO, you guys submit a budget or a budget submitted, but then the IDC from those budgets is submitted separately. You know, we define those as recoveries, and then we authorize the spending of those recoveries. And Congressman Walker, you might be able to help me here. I don't know that this is any different, but we're not seeing an IDC budget to capture that, or how that 597 is going to be spent. I've kind of reached out to Trey about this because, you know, I'm about being consistent. So I just want to get the committee's feel about this right now. And executive, if you guys have any comments, I would appreciate those. Thank you.
Chair.
Yes, sir.
I don't really have a comment or really an opinion on that. I feel comfortable with the way the budget's been sent over. I'm curious, have you or anyone prepared an amendment for the additional for the additional fiscal year?
That's a good question. That's why I was wondering if Trey was on the call to help get me through this. But I've got a Word document pulled up where I can go in and try to amend or increase these lines by, you know, striking what was presented. Because we have a, you know, yes, go ahead.
I actually just sent him why I was unplugged a little bit. But I was actually communicating with Trey at the time when you asked me that question. So I sent him a request to prepare an amendment.
Oh, good. Thank you, Congressman Walker. Thank you so much, because I was really rather disgusted and try to keep up with the amendments. I just want to get everybody caught up on the professional fees. We discussed all of those. I'm most certainly in agreement with BKD accounting, handling the accounting of these ARPA funds. I'm also a big supporter of RT Consulting, being under contract to handle any direct assistant payments, because I feel like we'll also get some good reporting back from RT as they do with our health benefit. I agree with Historic Prez, because we all know that they have costs associated with the projects. I think you guys had talked about the owner's rep. I'm going to be honest, I am not really familiar with what an owner rep does too much. I do not want to put a lot of stress if all these projects are approved on tribal development, and I'm glad that Casey said they're going to get support staff, because they have to report to Congress as well, you know, via the Competitive Bidding Act. So I'm going to be honest, I don't know enough about an owner's rep, which is 2% of the construction. Now, I don't know why that wouldn't be in the construction cost, but I don't know a lot about that. I also agree with the, yes, who is that, you, Walker?
Yes, I'd like to stay there for just a minute. I was wondering the same thing. You mentioned the 2%, right? And I was thinking the same thing, and that can fluctuate just a little bit depending on the size or the amount of the project. But you know, we're talking about dozens of millions of dollars worth of project. It didn't appear to me that there's enough in there under professional fees to cover the expense for an owner's rep. I was wanting to ask that question the other day. Casey, could you address that?
Yeah. It's only 14 months, Congressman.
And I placed it under admin because this will be for all of the owner's rep will be representing all of the projects. I mean, if we really wanted to, we could split it out and apply and increase all of those separately. But I thought it would be easier to just have the owner's rep under admin as overhead.
Suits me. It's y'all's budget.
Okay.
Karen, well, this is Stabler.
Well, yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Only if we're done with owner's rep. I'm sorry. I might have interrupted too soon.
No, go ahead. You can. Are we done with owner's rep, guys? Any other questions?
Chair, I just wanted to comment. I think Congressman Potts has joined the call.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So I was wondering quickly, Casey, just a general question here. Does the owner's rep then work with tribal development directly? They're on contract, I see. Would they be housed in our tribal development office? Or how does that work?
No, ma'am, they're not housed with tribal development. These are outside contractors that have their own offices wherever they are. But they do work hand in hand with tribal development, much like the casino, where the casino was built in Tulsa, or the expanded. Tribal development was involved, and so was the owner's rep. So they work together and make sure everything is above board, and you know, contractors aren't saying steel costs, you know, $800 per linear foot when it really costs $600 per linear foot or whatever it is. You know, they go through there and they verify that, they verify all of those things.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Congresswoman Stabler.
No, I was just going to go back to your indirect cost question a while ago, and I don't have a problem with not having a budget for it right now. It should come in the fall budget for the most part. There'll be 2 months worth that's in the current budget. Don't know how much of a percentage of a change that would make, but the majority of it's going to come in next year's budget.
That is correct. And I might add, I discussed this with Lacey Horn yesterday. She did confirm and gave me the resource that allows for IDC to be charged. She said that there's additional FAQs that should be coming down from Treasury and some other information. She did recommend that we put that in the budget and leave it there, but its use may be modified depending on what guidance comes down in the coming weeks.
Okay, thank you. Well, I'm just thinking, and of course I'm going to overthink everything because I can't unring that I used to work at executive and different functions. So I'm just like, okay, so we're hiring somebody to do the accounting. So that's one thing. We've got some people in there, so of course payroll would be affected. And HR to some degree, probably not so much IT. So I just want to make sure that we're not, that you don't need a separate IDC budget to be submitted for us to authorize the 597 spending. That was my question. On the professional fee piece of it, I also agree with the attorneys and the consultant, because I definitely do not want to create a liability with these dollars, as was mentioned, that if we're going to be audited and we don't want to misuse any funds because we'd have to pay that back. And so I don't mind the other professional fees. So, and then of course there's equipment for $41,000, which I can't imagine what type of equipment you'd need. You want to talk about that, James?
Again, we've had a need for certain things came up under CARES that we didn't exactly know about beforehand. And we're, you know, this was a much larger dollar amount over the full 5 years. And I've just reduced it down to 14 months. I can't tell you exactly what this would be utilized for, but we do feel it's necessary to have in case it comes up.
Second speaker.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, Congressman Keene.
Well, this is probably primarily to James, but we're going to need like this accounting firm to come in and help us just forecasting that. We'll need them for 2 or 3 years. Is that an accurate assessment, you think?
We anticipate needing them through 2026.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking that because, yeah, we're going to need a lot of help. So thank you.
Okay, do you guys have any other questions? I mean, I'm going to be honest. I think this is a really large budget, bottom line. But again, I don't want to hinder operations, and I appreciate the flexibility in working with you guys to get it down to 14 months, most truly. I do, and I appreciate that. And thank you guys for being really specific and detailed in the budget you submitted. I really appreciate that. So are you guys certain you need $2.9 million? Because we're all in these discussions, and we understand that we only have $108 million and a lot of projects. And just when you get this out of committee, I just want you to know that it could be reduced here in a couple of days. I don't know, but I appreciate you guys giving us all the information. And Congressman Walker, if you have your amendments ready, whatever the committee wants to do, I'm ready for any action.
Madam Chair, I have a quick comment I'd like to make. It's Assistant Chief.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, APC.
Yeah. When you say that you hope this is enough money, I mean, I think that's why we asked for $10 million in the first place. So I would advise members of this committee, please, please keep in mind that this is going to be a recurring expense every year. If you want to only parcel it out for 1 year or for 14 months, we're going to need this again and again. So if the Congress does not hold back enough ARP money for admin going forward, we're going to either do without all of this, reburden our departments, and come up short on all of these admin costs that naturally accompany the expenditure of $108 or $165 million. So I just hope Congress keeps that in mind. I was very pleased when Congressman Walker mentioned capping or coming up with a number and not just going for the full 108 for that very reason. And I thank you for the opportunity to make the comment.
Okay, thank you, Assistant Chief. And I'm well aware, but again, you know, we don't want to over obligate either. We got a lot of moving parts with this, and I do appreciate your comments, but that's why I'm focusing on you're going to have almost $600,000 in IDC dollars that from an ARPA budget that you could use. You also have $41,000 in an equipment line item that you really are just thinking you may need. So we're all both branches here. We're going to have to really look at this stuff. So I hear you guys, and we'll definitely keep it in mind. So thank you. Any action from the committee at this time?
Madam Chair, this is Trey.
Yes, sir.
Congressman Walker has asked me to prepare an amendment, and that is going to take a few minutes unless he wants to go ahead and just make the amendments one by one, line items. He can go ahead and do that. Otherwise, it's going to take me a minute to put them together in one general order or one committee amendment form.
Okay, committee, I don't mind giving Trey time. Do you guys, how long do you need, Trey?
Just about 10 minutes.
Chair.
Okay, how about we, yes, sir.
I'm just going to say motion to recess to the call of the chair to allow for Trey to draft the amendments.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. How about we reconvene at noon? Does that sound good to everybody?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor say yes.
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 Thank you, committee.